Mishnayis Shabbos Perik Chof is learned by Lunishma Sarelke Basar of Shnei Zalman Achamendel, who passed away on Achrin Shal Pesach Tov Shinayin. Mishnayis is learned by Lunishma Sotahei Nishma Sotahei Nishma Sotahei Rachayim. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Mishnah Aleph and Perik Chof. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Rabbi Lezer says Toilin Esa Mishameres Biyomtiv, that you could cover over with a cloth over a vessel on Yom Tov in order to sift through the liquid. And on Shabbos, you are not permitted to cover it with a cloth over the vessel, but if the vessel has been covered from before Shabbos, then you can sift through the liquid through the cloth. The Chachamim say in Teilin Amsav Shameres B'Yom Tov, that on Yom Tov you're not allowed to cover over with the cloth over a keli, over the vessel on Yom Tov, and on Shabbos you're not permitted to sift through, even if the cloth has been covering the vessel from before Shabbos. But if the a cloth was covered from before Yom Tov, then you can sift through there on Yom Tov. Says the Bartanura, Rabbi Lezer, Eimer, Toilin HaMishameres. The Mishameres is Shemisaninim Bo Shemore Yayin, that you sift through with it the sediments of the wine. U'meteyach Haspiyo L'chol Tzad Bi'igul, and you pull the mouth to every side in a circle. V'nasa ke'oil al kol hakli, becomes like a hovering cover for the entire keli. V'af al gav. So v'af al gav de avidoyel, although that he's making a tent when we're discovering it, shori b'yomtev, and yomtev it's permissible, this v'red le rabbi Elezer, for Rabbi Elezer hold that machshirei oichel nefesh efshir la soysim erev yomtev, that those that prepare what's needed for the Eichel Nefesh, for the food that a person needs, even the ones that you can do from before Yontav, you are permitted to do it in Yontav. And therefore, he's allowed to make the oil on it. Aval b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos, toile l'chatchile loy. To go hang this, he's not permitted, he can't make the oil. Aval im hitluyehi, but if it's already hanging, noistim l'toich ha-shmarim, you can place the sediments in it to mesaninim, and you can sift it through. They ain't derech beder bekach, but because this is not the usual way of beder. That's the opinion of the chachamim of the Rebbe Elazar. Chachamim emir, the chachamim said no, that ain't toilin mishameres, that you cannot put up the mishameres even on Yom Tov. Says the Rabbar Tenura David Oyel Arai, because he's making a temporary tent umechzik ma'asechoil, and it appears as weekly act. And they ain't noistim l'tluya b'Shabbos, and you cannot put into the shmorim, into the tluya, into one that is hanging already from before Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to put him in there. David told us beider emerakit, because that will be a derivative of beider emerakit. You can give, the only thing that a chachamim matir is l'tluya b'yontav, as the Mishnah said. And the Bartanura said, v'alochi k'chachamim, the loch is like the chachamim, that on Yom Tov you can only put into a tluya, but you're not allowed to hang it, the Mishameres. And on Shabbos, even if it's hanging from before, you're not allowed to use it, because it'll be a tool of beder. Mishneh Bei, says the Bartanura, the Mishneh, noistim mayim agabi ashmorim, you're permitted to put water on the sediments, bishvil sheyitzlu, so that the sediments should become softer or more liquidy, so that they will later on be sifted through better. And you can sift the wine through the cloth, which is made just for sifting, ubekfifa mitzris, and with sift them through the basket, which was made out of straps of a tree. You're allowed to put an egg into a sifter, which is inside it is mustard. So that the egg shall sift through together with the mustard. V'aisin anumlin b'shabes, you can mix wine with honey and pepper on Shabbos to make a drink of it. Rabbi Yudai and Rabbi Yudai says b'shabes. Because on Shabbos you can make just a little bit in the cup. B'yom tev b'lagin, but on Yom tev you can make the liquid, the drink, in a jug. U'b'moyed b'chavis, and during the chayil ha'moyed, during the intermediate days, then you can make a full barrel. Rabbi Tzadik says, "Hakel fi'arichim." Everything goes by the guess. It makes no difference whether Shabbos, Yom Tov, or Chol HaMoed, but it goes according to the guest. He's allowed to make by the number of guests. That's how much drink he's allowed to make. It says the Bartanura, "Neish demayim b'Shabbos lagabi shmorim on Shabbos on top of the sediments on Asunim b'Meshameres that are placed in the sift mibayd yoim from the daytime, k'deishi yitzulu, so that they should become softer, shiyashmurim tzlulim b'yozu koyenom, so that the sediments should be clear and all the wine should run down." Pirush Achar, another interpretation, lagabi shmorim, on top of the sediments shenishru b'chavayis that were left in the barrels, v'kiltim hamayim tamayayin, and the water absorbed the taste of the wine. Umetzin ayson b'Shabbos, and you can take it out on Shabbos, v'shayson ayson drink it, v'im b'zem b'shum beder, and there isn't for this the prohibition of beder of picking out. I guess according to the first pshat, because the shmorim were already laying in the mishameres in Beit Yoim, so all what you're doing now is you're adding water to make them to make the shmorim tzlulim, and all the wine should pour should run. I guess that's why it's permitted, because the sediments are there already from before Shabbos. This is according to the first shot. According to the second shot, you're at all, it's not in a mishameres at all. You're not sifting it, but you're just absorbing the taste of the water in the shmorim. They says you take it out. No, no, you just run take out the water. It's not considered to be beter. They sift through the wine and the cloth. So he says b'sudorim amiyuchodim asayayin. So the bartanura b'pnei akamochim levonim shemishavin by because of the white flour that become on the wine, and b'sudorim hamiyuchodim lekach with the this designed cloth that are made for that. V'lekel lemechzer dilma sochilu, and we don't worry the make gezeira that he might come to squeeze it. Hoil vasuyin l'mlochazu, since it's made for this job, so it's okay. So we don't worry. V'hu shelo yase b'yodei b'suder kimin guma, but provided that he shouldn't make with his hand inside of the cloth like a hole, kimin guma b'fia keli, at the opening of the vessel, kedeshiyir damai yayin b'midrin, so that the wine should go down in a slant. The way that he does it shouldn't do like he does it in the weekday. Or with a basket, Egyptian basket. Actually, not mitzris over here, is sure dakel, meaning from the strips of the palm tree. So kfifa mitzris sal ha osui mitzure hadekel. That is a basket which is made of the strips of the palm tree. Vushale tia kfifa. That provided that this kefifa should not be higher from the ground of the keli, of the blower keli, a tefach, because otherwise it makes like hovering over it. It should make a temporary oil. So basically, what he's saying here is that the kefifa mitzvah gets pushed into the keli, and it's not up from the bottom of the keli atefach, because then that would make a sort of a cover for the bottom of the keli. V'noisnim beitza b'misanenes, and you put the egg in also in this sift. Shenoisnim bo chardel, that you put in it mustard, listanin, to sift through. Shergilim liten beitza trufa, because it's custom to put a banged up egg, bedvorim ha'achurim, things that are disgusting. They mislabnim mizdachim al yodei. They whiten and they purify themselves through her. I guess when the person is misanin the yayin mipnei akimches levenish mishavin boy, as well when he puts the babe misanenes, there is no beider over there because from the kimches is not considered beider because you can drink it as it is, and by the babe misanenes he's doing it just to whiten it, so it's not meant to be beider it. You got to look in further. Why is it not the? Why doesn't the din of Peter apply over there? Then we learned in the Mishnah that you can make a numlin b'Shabbos. A numlin means yayin udvash upilpulin, a mixture of wine, honey, and pepper. Rabbi Yehuda said that on Shabbos you can do it in a cup, and yontif you can do it belagin godel mekoyis v'kot mechavis. It's larger than a cup, but it's smaller than a barrel. And b'moyed and yom ha'cholamoyed that b'chavis you can make in a barrel. And b'tzadik omer ha'koyl if yorchim that im yesh lorchim berubim if he has many guests oisa harbe, then he does a lot bein b'shabbos bein b'yontiv bein b'moyed, whether Shabbos yontiv or b'moyed. V'aloche k'tanakama, the aloche is like the tanakama that who says that oisin an mulin b'shabbos, you can make on Shabbos as much as you want without any restriction. Not like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Tzadik. Mishnah Gimel, ein shoyrinus achaltis bepoishim. You're not allowed to soak chiltis, a type of a food that you put in warm water on Shabbos. Avon neist mutech achaymet, but you can soak the chiltis in vinegar. Ein shoyrinus akarshinim, cannot soak karshinim in water on Shabbos, so that the peel should swim to the top, so that you can take him out from the karshinim v'le shafinoi, so you're not allowed to rub them with the hands to remove the peel. Avonaisin l'techa kvora, but you can put the karshinim in a sieve, l'techa kalkola, or in a basket, although the peel is going to fall through the holes from the sieve or from the basket. And kevin es ateben b'kvora, you cannot sift on Shabbos the cut straw through a sieve. You're not allowed to place it. The straw on a high place, b'shul she'ered amoitz, so that the wind will remove the moitz, the what's around the with the kernels. Avonot lo bekvara, but he can put his the straw in a basket. V'nois lo techa evuv, and he can carry the sieve with the straw to the carriage where the animal eats there. Although, in the meantime, the wind is going to blow away the extra stuff over there, so he's going to accomplish it. They can do that. But the Mishnah is Shoyrin es Achiltis. So the Bartanur, what is the Chiltis? Kach Shmo Ba'arvis. That's its name in Arabic. V'hi Chamo, and it's warm. V'noigim La'ochlo B'mkoyim es Akarim, and it's traditional to eat this in the cold places. V'ein Shoyrin Oysom B'Shabbos, and you cannot soak them on Shabbos. The mechzik kimei sechoil, because that sea looks like a weekday act, and that's what we don't do on Shabbos. But you could put it into vinegar, the Mishnah said, and also it says in shoyrin es akarshinim. You can't soak the karshinim. As a karshinim says the Bar Tanura, matzi falei mayim bekeli. You pour water on them in a vessel. Livre psoloisom, to pick out their the psoilus, the no good parts, because shapsoilus tof lomailo, because the psoilus, the bad parts, float on the top. Veloi shofin oison, and you don't rub it with your hand to remove the psoilus. The havele beder, because that would be picking out. Avol noisin l'techa kvora, but you can give it into the sift. Even though that the psoilus falls sometimes through the holes of the kvora, and v'nimtzum is barim elos, so it turns out that it's being picked out by itself because it falls down, and then the other pieces, the good pieces, remain. Same thing is, he says, in kevinus ateven, you cannot sift through the straw. So you aisim in akash, they would make from the straw, shemechatchin aisim b'merigim, they would cut them with the merigim, and ase kolzono v'ashibaylim teven, and the entire tail of the shibboleth, of the seed of the grain, becomes straw. Can't put her in a high place so that the moitz falls down. Moitz hu mizokin hashibboleth ha'elyon. That's from the beard of the upper shibboleth. Ve'in eroy lemaichel behema, and it's not fit for the consumption of an animal. Ve'koyvin reis bekvara sheyipol ha'moitz, and you sift it with a sift so that the moitz falls away, so he can give the rest to eat for the animal. Avol noitel bekvara ve'noitz l'teich ha'evis. But you can take it and put it into the sift, and you put it into the avos, into the stall. So v'afal pisha meitz neifel me'enlof, even though the meitz falls by itself, the davar she'enem is skav mutaker Reb Shimon, because something which is not intended to, it's permissible, as Reb Shimon says. Mishneh Dalet, goyfim lifnei hapatom. You are allowed to clean out the carriage on Shabbos so that you can place in it food for the animal that you are raising to get it fat, because when the carriage isn't clean and the dirt mixes in with the food, the animal would not want to eat. Masalkin litzdodim b'neiri, and afterwards that the behemah finished, the animal finished eating, you can move away the food on a side, so the animal should not step into the food with the dirt. Divrei Rabbi Doisa, this is the opinion of Rabbi Doisa. V'chachamim esrim, and the Chachamim prohibit both of these things to be done on Shabbos. You can take on Shabbos food from one animal and then you place it in front of the other animal on Shabbos. Bartanura, Gurfin, Milifnei Patam, you can shovel away on Shabbos an Avos Shalifnei Hashoir, the food where he eats in front of the ox, so that avos that holds the food, so you can shovel it up that's in front of the ox, that you stuff him over there, you make him fat over there, so that the dirt that is in the avos, in the stall, should not mix in beteven with the straw, so you shovel away the sand. Ubis Odim, and in the straw and in the barley, Shinesh Lafana, that you place in front of the animal. The Yokos Bimacholi, then he will be discussed with his food. So Mitsalkin Telvin Shalafonov, and you can remove the straw that's in front of the animal, it's Dodim, to the size Kshuhurav when it's a lot. Kadesh Leidrisenu Beraglov, Vislachlov Beri, so that he doesn't step on it with his feet and it'll get dirty from his. From his dirt, from his excrement. V'chachomim eisrim. V'chachomim prohibit atarvayu koi. It goes on both these cases. Grifas ha'evis. Echot grifas ha'evis. Whether it is shoveling up the avos, the stall. V'echot teven shalufanov. Or the straw that's in front of him to leisal kennel it study. And not to put it away to the side. V'loi nechleku rabidoysu v'chachomim. Elo be'evos shel keli. The Doisa and Chacham are only arguing about a avos of a keli, that is where he's being stuffed from the keli. Avol be'avos shel karka, but in a avos, it's like a, I think it's like a trough or something. The avos is what the yodasher kaneu v'chamoir avos ba'olov. Avos is where he eats from the. But if it's an avos which is the ground, hakol moedim. Everybody agrees, Shein Goyfim, that we don't shovel up. Dilma osu la shvuyu gimus, because you might come to straighten out the holes. But the Chachamim Asur, Rabbonu Gazru, Avus Shel Keli, even the Avus that it eats from the Keli, from the vessel that's not in the ground, or to Avus Shel Karka, because you might come to allow him to eat from the Avus Shel Karka, and then you can be mashvi gumus. But loch Chachamim, that you cannot shovel it away from the animal. Then he says, as far as the food, you can take neitlum lifnei behemazu, lifneisl lifnei zu. You can take from one animal and give it to the other animal. V'loy amrinon, we don't say that tiltul the loy chazi havi, that it's a moving that is not fit. It's not a fit, not needed one. Elvade chazi, this is fit because the ein behema kotze b'machla neitlum lechaverto, because one behema does not become disgusted with food that has been taken from before her friend. Specifically, if you take from the donkey, you give it to the ox. But not in a situation where you take it from the ox and you give it in front of the camp of the donkey. So Michael Asher Moses Birin Mayetzimipiv. Because the food of the ox is disgusting with the drips that come from his mouth. And the donkey doesn't eat from it. Mishnah Hay. Hakash al Gabe Mita. That if on Shabbos there was straw lying on the bed that and this was a straw that he wanted to use to make a fire with that straw, and on Shabbos he wants to use this straw to lie down on it as a for his bed, a soft spot. So he's not allowed to shake this straw with his hands, but as he's laying on the body with his body, he can shake the straw. But if the straw was held for food, for feed for the animal, or on it they were laying a pillow or a blanket, a sheet, then he can even shake the straw with his hands. Makabish or balabatim, that's a washing squeezer that they use, that they wash the clothes of private owners, and you have in, you have inside it, you have clothing in the makabish. It's like an in a washing machine, but old fashioned, not a machine, but it's a holder that you have the makabish that you hold the clothing of the regular palabatim. So matirim, so then you can open up to take out the clothes that you need to use on Shabbos, avalei koshim. But to squeeze it together again, you're not allowed to put it back together. But the one that is used by the professionals, by the washers, that you're not allowed to touch on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, says, if the machine, the washing, the clothes, where the clothes are staying was open, if it was open before Shabbos, then he can take it totally apart and then take out the clothes if it was open a little bit from before Shabbos. Says the Bar Tanura, Hakash al Hamito, Shagab Hamito, the straw which is on top of the bed, Stoma. In general, the straw, la soka, is made for fire. Umuktu, and that would be muktu. Bolish kabalah, and he wants to go and lie on it. Umananeya, and he shakes it around, kadeshi yehei rach v'tsoflish kabalah. So he should be soft, and he should be able to float and lie on it. Loyinanene biyodi, he shouldn't move in his hand. The muktu, because that is muktu. Abu manane begufay, but he can move it with his body. Big safer with his shoulders. The tiltum in atzadhu, that is moving from the side. The lav shmei tiltum, that does not constantly not called tiltum movement. Oisha hoyolov kari sadin, or it was a pillow or a blanket or a sheet on it. The goledaiti, then he revealed his mind, the aktsil shkiva, that he has designated it for lying down. Me'atoter is klilov, now it has the status of a vessel, and you can move it on Shabbos even with your hands. Michbash, what is the michbash? Rashi says it's a shnei luchos. The Bartanura says it's shnei luchos. These are two boards. Shemesim b'neim abgodim. You place the garments between them. Lachar kriva kivisosom. After you wash them, umatkin alucha elyon al abgodim hamanochim alucha tachton. And then you fasten the upper board on top of the garments that are lying on the lower board. Kideshik fulin kipulin noz, so that their fold should be nice. Like an ironing, like pressing them. Matirin, so then the Tzerech Shabbos, for Shabbos need, you can open them up to take the garments. Latiron, litlas abgodim, avaloi koivshim, but you're not allowed to put it in there to squeeze it down, behind the Tzerech Choyl, because that is the need of the week. Vishal koivshim lo yigaboy, but if it is the professional michbash, these boards, then you cannot touch it. Mipneshu also lisakin begodim, because that is meant to fix garments. Umahadik tvei, and it's very tight. Vatarosei, and opening that up is doime, that is similar lestira, to breaking apart, which is abmalocha stira. Vein aloche Rabbi Yehuda, the aloche is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but that he says that you can, if it was open, you can totally undo it. If it was open a little bit, you can totally undo it on Yontif, on Shabbos, if it was not for Shabbos. But the halacha is that if it belongs to the Kaifsim, is lo yigaba, you can't touch it at all. But a balabatim, then he could be kavishit. This completes the chapter 20 of Masechta Shabbos.